Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
What's happening now?
So we got another interview.
We have an interview. It should be Rob Hurd from the Older Drivers Forum, and he's on that red fader. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you're in the Older Drivers Forum.
I am, that's right.
And what does that do?
Well, the Older Drivers Forum is a voluntary organisation about helping and supporting mature motorists to carry on driving safely for longer, and also advising when is the right time to retire from driving, because we all age differently. We've got drivers in their 40s no longer fit to drive. We've got drivers in their 90s, 100s perfectly fit to drive. So it's just about giving that help and support and signposting people to the information that they need.
Okay, and as you say, there are people who are fairly high in the age range, but still, I mean, one of our presenters is in his 80s and he still drives around quite happily. He's fine. But there comes a point, as you say, when people have to think, should I be doing this anymore? Or someone points it out to them.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those sort of, it's a very difficult situation to have that conversation with people and loved ones about driving, because, like I said, there will be an age we all have to retire from driving. But actually, there's some simple things that we can all do, and what we're saying is when you tick that box to renew your license at 70, rather than just ticking it, actually think about, you know, let's go along and get myself eyesight check done by an optometrist just to make sure my sight's good. And then consider a thing like a mature driver assessment, just about brushing up on your skills, because we've all probably picked up some bad habits, which, if we don't address, sometimes they can make us at risk. And actually, just by getting a little an assessment, your confidence building one, they can take you out on your car, on you in roads that you're confident with, and just give you some pointers about how to carry on driving safely.
So it's not another driving test as such?
No, this is very much more informal. It's about going out with an approved driving instructor who's specially trained in looking after the needs of mature and older drivers. And basically, they will take you out, like I say, on roads that you're confident on and that you want to go on. So if there's a certain road that you're not confident and you think, actually, I'd like someone to show me how to best to take that, then they'll demonstrate that to you and take you out on those roads. And it's not a pass-fail. It's just purely come out, let's have a look at what your driving's like. Let's give you some pointers, things to work on. And we find that if people do this regularly, every sort of 2-3 years, it's a great way of just making sure our skills are still up there, just to carry on and drive that, what is unfortunately can be a lethal weapon if we're not fully in control of it.
Absolutely. So if you were to take one of these, there's no need to report its findings to your insurance company or anything like that?
No, it's entirely up to yourself what you do with the results. You can share it with people if you want to, or just keep it to yourself.
And how much do these cost, and are they readily available?
Well, there are two types of assessments, really, which are available to yourself. So the first one, I would say, is what we call driving safely for long assessment, which is on the Isle of Wight. And that's run by the local Isle of Wight Council. And if you go onto their website, or if you go onto our website, the olderdriversforum.com website, and just click on courses, you'll come down and then you'll see Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Click on Isle of Wight and there you'll get a list to this particular course. Now, it costs £50. Mm-hmm. And basically, once you apply, they will be in contact with you to arrange a date and time that's convenient for you both. And then they'll come to your home address. And like I said, they take you out in your car and basically just sit there and give you some pointers. Before you go out on the road, they do that 20-meter number plate test. Just check your licenses all in order, just a few little questions. And then it's out on the road for about 60 minutes, not total 60 minutes. You'll be stopping regularly, having a little chat about what you thought about this, what you thought about that. And then at the end of it, they give you frank and honest feedback about what they feel about with your driving.
Okay. I mean, that's someone of my age, I'm in my early 70s, having someone tell you what you've done wrong when you're driving is actually quite an experience, but needs to be done.
It is a scary thing, yeah. I mean, many people, I mean, it is a nerve-wracking for anybody to be sat next to us. But like I always say to people, you know, the last thing we want to do is actually be involved in a collision. And actually, really, research has shown that by undertaking these mature driver assessments, it's a great way of just making sure that we are safe on the road, and that actually we can then go out with more confidence, because quite often as we age, we start to lose a little bit of our confidence. And actually, by getting someone to help us and support us is a great way of rebuilding that.
Yes, it is. I mean, one of the problems we have here on the island is that there are no motorways.
That's right. And you've only got a very small, short dual carriageway.
Indeed.
A dual carriageway.
Locally known as the motorway. So sometimes, even myself, I think, I've got to go on the mainland, I've got to drive to the sunset. Ah, yes, the M3. Okay.
Yes.
I'm nervous about it. Once you get on it, of course, you get back into, oh, yeah, this isn't that hard. But
yeah.
It's just thinking
and if you
about
think
it,
about it, motorways, when you do come to the mainland, are actually our safest roads out there. They account for only 4% of all injury collisions happen on motorways.
But
they're actually our very safest roads.
But they get all the headlines, don't they?
They do, yeah. But, I mean, unfortunately, the rural roads, which a lot of Isle of Wight is, unfortunately do account for some. They're about 33% of all injury collisions, and alarmingly, around about 59% of all fatalities happen on rural roads.
Right.
But actually, there is quite a lot. Like I said, if we just make sure that we are driving to the speed limit, making sure our car's maintained, and like we MOT our cars regularly, it's a good thing to MOT ourselves as well.
Okay. Now, there's been some stuff, a lot of rumour and conversation about changes to the renewal of licences for the over 70s.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of stuff going around, but what I'm after is some facts. Have the rules actually changed?
So, at the moment, the rules have not changed.
Right.
At the moment, at the age of 70, about 3 or 4 months before, about three months, maybe early, or maybe up to 6 weeks before your licence is due to renew. If you've got a current address with the DVLA, they will send you a little link to renew your driving licence if you want to at the age of 70. And it's a tick box system. You can do it online. You can get a form from the DVLA or from the post office, which is a D1, and just fill in your details on there. Now, if you do have a medical condition that may affect your ability to drive, then what we would do is get you to, you need to notify the DVLA. Now, there's about 183 notifiable medical conditions.
Yeah, I had a quick look. Yes, there are.
Yes, huge amount, but most of those will not stop you driving. A lot of them just might mean that instead of you then, after the age of 70, renewing your licence every 3 years, they may just want to put some extra checks in, and it may be every 2 years or every year that they renew your licence.
Oh,
but
right, okay.
At the moment, it's just a self-certification system that you tick that box. Now, the new plans, and something we are working, and something I have been actually very instrumental in doing, is I work also as a vision and driving expert, and I have, unfortunately, in my career, when I was in the police for 30 years, dealt with multiple fatalities, quite often involving drivers with defective vision.
Right.
And unfortunately, those particularly are from the age of 70 and above when we do renew our licence. Now, we know many mature motorists are very good about getting a regular eyesight test, and that's brilliant. But what we do find is that there are those, a small proportion, who drive on the road, maybe suspecting or knowing that they've got defective vision. And as there's no formal checks to check your vision is suitable, it's just a tick box self-certification, we have very much been working towards that. Actually, a mandatory eyesight test with an optometrist is something we're looking for. And I'm pleased to say the government is looking at that.
Oh,
now, that
right.
shouldn't be alarming to people, and I think in the next few years this is very much likely to happen. At the age of 70, when you come to renew your license, and every a renewal thereafter, you'll have to go to an optometrist and have a proper eyesight test. Now, if you're regularly doing that, that's not a worry. And to be honest, by having a regular eyesight test is a great way of actually picking up medical conditions early.
Indeed.
And allowing them to be treated early, which will extend your driving career. And think about it, 90% of driving is visual. We need to be able to see the hazards to react to it. So this law is only going to really affect those people who have defective vision and are driving on our roads and can't see properly. And that, I'm sure, all of us would be supportive of that.
I'm absolutely supportive of that. The next question I have, then, is the nature of the eye test. I mean, I have a regular eye test, and it used to involve the field of vision thing. You know, you stick your head in that half-cylinder, little lights flash on. It doesn't seem to include that anymore.
No, so basically, when you renew your licence, And even currently now, you are ticking the box to say you reach the standards of vision for driving. Right. Now, there actually are three standards to that. And many people just think it's about being able to read a number plate at 20 metres. That's one of them. Number two is that you must meet what we call the 6-12 scale on the Snellen scale, which is if you go to an optometrist and they got the chart up there, it's about halfway down that you'd have to read that
with
chart.
Glasses.
With glasses or corrected vision, yeah. Absolutely. And then the third one is that you should have what we call suitable field of vision. Now, what they classify as suitable field of vision is about 120 degrees field of vision that we should all have. Below that, it starts getting a little bit risky. Now, currently, the current license renewal is really just asking if you can read a number plate at 20 metres.
Right.
But those other ones are lapsing, and that's why we need proper checks in there. So what I would say, really good, if you go and get a test with an optometrist at the moment, ask them to do a field of vision check as well. Because it's, you know, most collisions involving mature and older drivers occur turning right or turning across junctions. That's when nearly 75% of collisions occur. Now, that is often... maybe because we're a little bit slower when we pull out from that junction. It might be because our field of vision, we've looked left, but we don't see that vulnerable maybe cyclist or car or motorbike right. coming towards us, and we pull out into their pathway. So having good field of vision is an excellent thing for safe driving.
I don't disagree with that. I just wanted to get the straight facts, because there's so much rumour and conversation going on about there. About one of them is how the government wants to stop older people driving, and it's not that at all. It's just a matter of safety.
I think what you've got to look at is the media are very good at sensationalising things and making people read the article that they've created. So, for example, the BBC had an article which said, you know, older drivers will be banned if they fail an eyesight test. Well, if we honestly think about that, if any of us failed an eyesight test, would we want that person driving on the road?
No, we wouldn't. No.
And that is really the root, what they're basically saying on there. But it gets people looking at it. Now, the government are very supportive of supporting older drivers to carry on driving safely for longer. But they understand that as we age, you know, we do start to suffer from age-related medical conditions.
Yes, we
do. Our eyesight starts to deteriorate. And actually, if we ignore those and just become complacent and think, well, I've always driven, I've been fine, I used to drive thousands of miles a year, I'm perfectly okay. But as we show, as we get older, the risks do start to increase. And therefore, there's lots of things that we can do, like I said, from a regular eyesight test to making sure that you do a mature driver assessment to actually maybe speaking to your doctor and saying, do I have one of these notifiable medical conditions? Because many of us wouldn't know that we have to inform the DVLA.
Yeah.
So ask the doctor, maybe check with your pharmacist to say, actually, the medication I'm on, is that okay for me to drive? Because quite often we're on a whole plethora of medication.
Yeah.
Individually, it's okay. But when you put it all together, it might have an effect on your fitness to drive. So it's about making that sensible decision to do those things. And we find many people carry on driving many, many more years later because of doing those regular, sensible, small little things to do.
So, I mean, you could be undiagnosed, but then that's a different matter entirely. But, okay. Look, that's very interesting, Rob. Now, how can people find out more?
Well, if people want to find out more, we do have a website, olderdriversforum.com, and it's an oldish website. We're actually in the process of evaluating it at the moment, and actually your listeners could really help us. If they want to visit our website at the moment, on the top of our website page, you'll notice there's about evaluating there. We're realising that our website may not be fit for purpose for helping and supporting mature and older drivers.
Okay.
And we've got a 10-15 minute online sort of evaluation of our website, which will help us, because our next two stages is creation of a brand new website, lots more information, easier way to navigate from it, different colours, a whole lot, new videos, new various different things, and people can use that and help us to create a new one. But currently, explore the website. We've got recorded webinars on there, all about vision and driving, about having those difficult conversations with a loved one if you're concerned about them, about how to start those conversations, about automated driving systems in cars and what they actually do mean. We've got videos about how to drive at night and pulling out from junctions, In fact, it's a one-stop shop to give you the advice and support about what you need to carry on driving.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're there, because obviously I'm of that age range. I'm seriously considering doing an assessment and then bringing the information back to our listeners to say what it was like for me. And
I think
that's
a really positive thing to do. It really is. And I think many people come away from these and go, do you know what? I really enjoyed that. I got something out of it. I wish I'd done this many years ago. Mm. And, I think it is a scary thing. Having someone sat next to you, all of us would be nervous about it. But I think the assessor will very quickly settle you down and just be like a friend. They're not going to have a clipboard there and going, not saying anything in a driving test. They're going to be like a friend sat next to you, chatting to you about your driving, asking you some little bits and bobs about what you're seeing, and those sort of general questions, and very easily make you feel comfortable. And if you'd feel better by having a passenger, a friend or family member in the car with you, you can do that as well.
Fair enough. Well, thank you, Rob, for being there, and thank you for coming on the radio and talking about it. That's given me some good food for thought and some positive information. Well, just give us that website again, please.
Yeah, so it's olderdriversforum.com. One word, olderdriversforum.com.
What I'll do is, once I've done this assessment, I'll get back to you. We might be able to discuss it on the air. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely love to. Okay. No problems at all.
Right. We've got to move on now, but thank you for joining us.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.